Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms in New Delhi. Says social justice can only be ensured when justice is accessible to all. Top leaders of various political parties, including NDA and Mahagathbandhan, address multiple rallies in Bihar as campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections enters last leg. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman lays foundation of first technical and vocational state university in Assam. Russia launches fresh drone and missile attacks on Ukraine, killing 10 people and damaging major energy infrastructure facilities. India win T20 international cricket series against host Australia 2-1, fifth and final match in Brisbane abandoned due to rain. And Indian shooter Ravinder Singh clinches gold in men's 50-meter pistol event at ISSF World Championships in Egypt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi this evening. He also launched the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Social justice can be ensured only when justice is accessible to everyone, irrespective of their social or financial background." He said legal aid plays a vital role to ensure justice to all. Mr. Modi said in the last few years, the government has taken several steps to enhance the ease of justice.
आज लोक अदालतों और प्री लिटिगेशन सेटलमेंट के माध्यम से लाखों विवाद जल्दी सौहार्दपूर्ण और कम खर्च में सुलझाए जा रहे हैं। भारत सरकार द्वारा शुरू किए गए लीगल एड डिफेंस काउंसिल सिस्टम के तहत केवल 3 साल में लगभग 8 लाख क्रिमिनल केसेस का निपटारा किया गया है।
The Prime Minister also stressed on making the legal documents available in local languages.
Judgments or legal documents ko sthaniya bhasha mein uplabdh karaya jaye. Ye waqai bahut sarahaniya hai ki Supreme Court ne 80,000 se adhik judgments ko 18 bhartiya bhashaon mein anuvad karne ki pehel ki. Mujhe pura vishwas hai yah prayas aage high courts aur jila star par bhi jari rahega.
Campaigning for the second phase of Bihar assembly elections continued on a feverish pitch on the penultimate day of canvassing today. In this phase, voting will take place on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts. Senior leaders from the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties made last-ditch efforts today to garner support for their candidates by holding rallies and public meetings across the state. Our correspondent has the details.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing an election rally in Bethia, said that the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress have no concern for development. He said leaders of both parties are misleading people by talking about development and employment. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah, in a public meeting in Supaul, alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress support infiltrators. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing a public meeting in Jahanabad, said that after taking charge in Bihar, he ended the atmosphere of fear and terror in the state. Congress senior leader Priyanka Gandhi, addressing a rally in support of Mahagathbandhan in Purnia, said that the same government has been in power in Bihar for 20 years, yet migration for employment remains a major problem. Addressing a public meeting in Barachatti in Gaya district, Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said that his real fight is against unemployment. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, an assistant returning officer of the Sarai Ranjan Assembly constituency in Samastipur has been suspended by the Election Commission for negligence after some VVEPAT slips from the EVM were found discarded outside. The chief election commissioner has taken the incident very seriously and ordered investigation in the matter. A video related to the incident had gone viral on social media, following which the action was taken. An FIR has also been registered in the matter. The Election Commission of India has issued directions for the suspension of Tarantaran Senior Superintendent of Police, Ravjot Kaur Grewal, with immediate effect. The action has been taken on the complaint of Shiromani Akali Dal, which alleged that Ravjot Grewal and two other police officers are favouring the Aam Aadmi Party in Tarantaran ahead of the November 11 assembly by-election in the border district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station. Speaking on the occasion, he said trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Mr. Modi said today, with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, Banaras, Khajuraho, Lucknow, Saharanpur, Firozpur, Delhi and Ernakulam, Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160. The Prime Minister will visit Dehradun tomorrow to participate in a program marking the Silver Jubilee celebration of the formation of Uttarakhand. He will launch a commemorative postal stamp to mark the occasion and address the gathering. Mr. Modi will also launch various development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us for the news at 9. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today laid the foundation stone for Assam's first university focused on technical and vocational education and training at Bholagudi in Biswanath district. The Shohid Konaklota Barua State University will offer courses in various technology domains, including artificial intelligence and machine learning, cyber security, blockchain, drone and navigation technology, quantum computing, brain-computer interface, Internet of Things, and smart cities and smart environments. She expressed admiration for the university.
It is going to have a lot of academic research focus. It's also going to give skills to all the youth in terms of modern industrial revolution 4.0. The skills that is required by industry, whether it is artificial intelligence, deep tech, people are going to be trained in robotics and so on.
The university, with an area of 241 acres, will feature academic blocks for 2,000 students and hostels for 1,620 students. Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma was also present on the occasion. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal today said, urbanization is the pathway to Vikasit Bharat, and emphasized that India's urban transformation must be citizen-centric, inclusive and sustainable. He said this while speaking at the inaugural session of the National Urban Conclave 2025, which began in New Delhi today. Mr. Manohar Lal highlighted that urban investments have increased rapidly from the last decade, reflecting the government's commitment to creating clean cities, healthy cities and prosperous cities. The minister also unveiled the Urban Invest Window, a new platform designed to facilitate investment in urban infrastructure projects. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Angola tonight as part of her two-nation visit to Africa. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to Angola and Botswana. The visit underscores the importance India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with nations of the Global South. On the first leg of her visit, the president will hold bilateral talks with Angola President João Lourenço. She will address the Parliament of Angola and attend the 50th anniversary celebration of Angola's independence. On the second leg of her visit, from the 11th to the 13th of this month, the president will be in Botswana.
A vibrant partnership in the energy sector is at the core of India-Angola economic relations. Angola is India's second largest supplier of energy from Africa, and this cooperation will surely be discussed when the two presidents meet. India's provision of line of credit for Angola's defense modernization and assistance in ensuring food security are also likely to be discussed. With Botswana, India would look to explore the possibilities of diversifying its trade relations, which are currently dominated by diamonds and gems sector. Botswana have also indicated their readiness to collaborate with India on Project Cheetah, and it is possible that cheetahs from Botswana may soon be translocated to India. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News.
Russia has launched a barrage of drones and missile attacks in Ukraine, killing 10 people and damaging major energy infrastructure facilities. 28 people are reported to be injured in the strikes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia had launched more than 450 drones and 45 missiles. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense said its air defenses had shot down two guided aerial bombs and 178 unmanned aerial vehicles launched by Ukrainian forces. The GST Bajat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the handicraft sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have brought major relief to artisans, traders and consumers by cutting down taxes on several handicraft items. Under the new GST reforms, taxes on statue made of wood, stone and metals have been slashed to 5% from previously taxed 12%. The tax cuts also include items like paintings, handcrafted candles, wood carved products and kitchenware of clay and terracotta. The move is not just supporting the country's artisans but also boosting the cultural economy and making handicraft accessible to all. Similarly, the GST on handbags and shopping bags made of cotton and jute has been brought down to 5% from earlier 12% slab. With the revised GST structure, the government aims to strengthen India's cultural economy, support rural livelihoods, and preserve centuries-old craft traditions. This rationalization under GST 2.0 is vital in making Indian handicrafts affordable for consumers, thereby helping to increase its reach and competitiveness in the global market. With Rohan, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani on his 98th birthday today. The Vice President hailed Mr. Advani as a distinguished statesman and a guiding force in India's democratic journey. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Mr. Advani as a statesman blessed with towering vision and intellect whose life has been devoted to strengthening India's progress. The final cricket T20 match between India and Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane was abandoned due to rain today, giving India a 2-1 series victory. Before play was halted, India reached 52 without loss, with Shubman Gill on 29 and Abhishek Sharma on 23. Abhishek was named as player of the series. With the result, India extended their 17-year unbeaten streak in T20I series against Australia. Indian shooter Ravinder Singh clinched the gold medal in the men's 50-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championships in Egypt. With a brilliant score of 569, Ravinder outshone his rivals to take the top spot on the podium. The Indian trio of Ravinder Singh, Kamaljeet and Yogesh Kumar also bagged the silver medal in the men's 50-meter pistol team event. The National Highways Authority of India has started a unique initiative of lavender plantation along a 16-kilometer stretch of the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway between Banihal and Kazigund. The step has been taken to enhance aesthetics and promote aroma tourism. Project Director of NHAI, Shubham Yadav, said the initiative aims to promote beautification along with livelihood generation. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast cold wave conditions in some parts of East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh till Monday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms in New Delhi, says social justice can only be ensured when justice is accessible to all. Top leaders of various political parties, including NDA and Mahagathbandhan, address multiple rallies in Bihar as campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections enters last leg. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman lays foundation of first technical and vocational state university in Assam. Russia launches fresh drone and missile attacks on Ukraine, killing 10 people and damaging major energy infrastructure facilities. India win T20 international cricket series against hosts Australia 2-1. Fifth and final match in Brisbane abandoned due to rain. And Indian shooter Ravinder Singh clinches gold in men's 50-meter pistol event at ISSF World Championships in Egypt. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.